Time now in our pregame show to visit with Jim Scanlon, head coach of the Beavers. Jim, how important were the last 2 weeks just for kind of a reset, so to speak, for your team?
Extremely important, Schulze. Just obviously coming off a tough weekend against the Bulldogs here at home. Certainly, they took it to us pretty good on Friday. We played better on Saturday, but still it's a loss. So we needed that. We needed that time together as a team on the trip out to Lindenwood. I thought it was really productive in a lot of ways, and certainly getting two wins on the ice was huge. But even more importantly, was this past weekend at St. Cloud. Obviously, league game, points on the line. They were ahead of us in the standings, and we were able to get down there and leapfrog them in terms of where we're at. So really, really important 2 weeks for our team, and to come out of it 4-0 was big.
Overtime power plays don't happen very often. When they happen, you got to take advantage of them, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of power plays in that game, so I wasn't surprised when it happened. It was a pretty obvious pretty obvious call when it did happen. We took our time out. They took their time out, so it kind of gave our group plenty of rest, and we had plenty of time to drop some different options, and just turned out, we won a draw, and Paige Beebe jumped on it and got it out to Ella. She goes to Huntsie, and Huntsie, I think she was looking to maybe pass off pad, but I think it might have hit a St. Cloud skate and went in, so it was huge.
To win games like that, you need veterans. Certainly that top line is veteran for you. There's a lot of games that have been played there. How has that leadership trickled down to the rest of your lineup?
Well, they're the ones that set the stage and set the pace. Obviously it's their locker room, and that's probably the biggest thing. And they've really allowed our young players to grow. They've given them space. They're encouraging. They've been there. That's the biggest thing. I think when the young players make mistakes, those veterans are on the bench saying, "Look, it's over. Don't worry about it." That's been the biggest thing. And they're such quality people to begin with. So to have that. To have them as mentors and role models for our younger players has been tremendous.
You look at the Wisconsin line chart today, and boy, there's a lot of 140, 150-plus games played players in that roster. Like Coach Bob Peters always said, he can't buy experience at the supermarket. How do you defend against experience? How do you draw up a game plan against experience?
We just got to go and play our game, Schulze. I mean, they're a good team. We know that. They're going to get their chances. They're going to... they're only dressing 10 forwards, so they're just going to roll those top three lines, and it's not just the games played, but you look at the points behind it, that's pretty impressive too. So but we just got to go out and play our game. We know we got to be hard to play against. We've got to be physical. We've just got to really, really be detailed in how we're playing, and it's one of those games, Schulze. Every face-off's big, every shift's big, and take it one at a time.
Their top line's got 87 points. Who gets the task of defending them?
We're gonna obviously, for the most part, it'll probably be Grayson's line. Grayson with Huntsie and Page, but at the same time, we want to try to play four lines as much as we can. So who knows? But obviously, whenever you're out there, you've got to know when certain players are on the ice. But it's really kind of hard to pinpoint just one player, because they've got players on all those lines that are really, really talented and are playing extremely well. So certainly that top line with O'Brien, she's leading the country in scoring. And then on their next line, they've got Watts and Shirley, two of the best players in the country. So bottom line is, if we can make them defend, that's going to be to our advantage.
Hannah Olgensen made 56 saves in game one in Madison. You obviously want to play a little better defensively. Does that start, too, with just controlling the puck a little bit more on the offensive end?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Schulze. The more you have the puck, the less time they have it, right? It's pretty obvious. But we want to spend time in their zone. We want to make them play defense. It's not something they enjoy doing. You can kind of tell watching the video. But it's not as easy. It's easier said than done, right? I mean, they've got, they're, like I said, very, very structured. They don't give you a lot of second opportunities. So we need to move the puck quickly in the offensive zone. We can't try to be by ourselves and try to stick handle down below the goal line, because they're just going to seal you. So that puck has to move. Got to be short support. Got to go low to high. Let's get all five of our players involved. And if we can make them defend, if we can stay in their offensive zone, they're not going to have the puck as much, and they're not going to get as many shots. So we can't expect our goalies to be stopping 50, 60 shots a game and expect to have any success.
More with Coach Scanlon when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Jim Scanlon. Jim, you've got ties with the University of North Dakota program. Dean Blaze, longtime coach there. He's coached internationally. He's coached high school. He's coached all over the place. He was just inducted into the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame last night. You've worked with Dean. Doesn't have necessarily ties to women's hockey, but certainly ties to Minnesota hockey and college hockey. What are your memories of Dean?
You know, he's going to have ties because his granddaughter is committed to Mankato State, so you'll see her starting next year. But Dean was just, he was a winner. He came in and he follows Gino Gasparini. He's a legend there. And I think in 3 years they won the national championship. It was the year after I left. Coincidentally, they won the national championship. So Dean, very, very competitive. He got the most out of his players all the time. And it didn't matter if you were a fourth year play all the time or if you're a freshman. He didn't care. He was going to put out the players who felt that they were going to compete hard and battle hard. And he practiced like that. And his practices were intense. Up and down the ice, I still do some of the things that we did back in my days with him, and very, very well deserved. He's won at every level. He won as a high school coach. He obviously won it at the University of North Dakota. He was international. He won the gold medal with Team USA, and he brought Omaha to the Frozen Four. The guy was very, very successful, and certainly very, very deserving of being inducted into the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame.
You played for RH. You coached with Dean Blaze. There aren't too many more highly decorated, highly successful coaches in the Midwest, certainly, than those two. How much of those two is in your coaching style and your philosophy and your beliefs even to this day?
Yeah, I've always said, Schulze, all of us, we're all products of our experiences, and I've had some tremendous experiences. First and foremost, playing for Bob Peters here at Bemidji State University and getting that foundation in terms of how you play the game and the way he taught the game. And then the coaches that I've been able to work with and for, and not just head coaches, but assistant coaches, all of them are tremendous. And Dean was one of them. Both Dean and Gino at the University of North Dakota, just tremendous coaches. And again, you learn things, obviously. You spend time with them. You watch how they deal with people. You watch how, for instance, Gino was an unbelievable bench manager. And he would have no assistants on the bench. And we'd come down and say, we saw this. And he'd say, no. And, from the bench, he always tended to be right. And Dean, obviously, having coached under Gino is very similar. But Dean's practices were just unbelievable, and those were legendary, just how hard and the pace you practice with, and that's how you play. And that's something I've always tried to implement wherever I've coached.
He closed his statements last night, Dean did, by thanking all of the volunteers in the hockey community, and that really struck me. And certainly you look at Minnesota youth hockey, Minnesota youth girls hockey. A lot of your players that are from Minnesota, their parents were volunteering in the penalty box. They were volunteering in the concession stand. They were making hockey what it is. Hockey wouldn't be what it is without all of those pieces, would it?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, that's community-based hockey, community-based programs. It's all about the volunteers. You grow up in your hometown, and all those families are involved in one way or another. Like you say, they're working games, they're helping out, running arenas, doing whatever it takes to have games played, and then you're volunteering all sorts of different ways. So no question, and very typical of Dean to do something like that, to recognize the volunteers all over and thank them.
And now your players' parents get to come watch them take on the number one team in the country. Best of luck, Jim.
Thank you.